This is Fresh Air. The British musical movement, known as two-tone, only lasted from the mid-70s to the early 80s, but it spawned some of the most successful rock groups today. Rock and roll historian Ed Ward says he was sorry two-tone didn't survive. There was something pure about the way it all began.
Two-tone started in Coventry, a city in England's West Midlands that was once the Detroit of the UK. By the mid-70s, though, the British auto industry was dead, and so was Coventry. It had one of the highest youth unemployment rates in England, and because it had been an industrial city, there were many blacks and Asians with the white kids in the unemployment lines. As you might guess, this is also a recipe for racial unrest, as well as an ideal situation for putting together a band. Seeing too much of the former, Jerry Dammers did the latter. Dammers called his band the Special AKA for reasons nobody remembers, and at first their fast tunes were punk and their slow ones were reggae. Since the band was half white punks and half black West Indians, this made a certain amount of sense. But the mixture didn't work live, and after about a year, the two influences had merged. Oddly, they wound up playing ska, a pre-reggae form of Jamaican pop music. But for the most part, they were doing new tunes that they'd written, many of them quite political. They were really popular, and soon there was another integrated ska band in town, The Selector. Specials and The Selector had a mutual admiration society going, so when somebody came along and suggested recording them, it was decided that The Specials would have one side of the single, Gangsters, and The Selector would record the classic instrumental they took their name from on the other side. Then something really weird happened. British youth saw and heard something in all of this, and suddenly, The Specials' tiny two-tone label was selling scads of records. And as it turned out, there were bands all over who were doing this kind of music. In Birmingham, not far away, there was The Beat. And while The Specials were integrated racially, The Selector was integrated racially and sexually, and The Beat were integrated racially and by age, their saxophonist was a 50-something-year-old Jamaican named Saxa. Naturally, it didn't take long for the two-tone idea to hit the capital, and out of Camden Town in the north of London came a group called Morris and the Miners. They changed their name to Madness after a hit by the ska star Prince Buster, and for good measure recorded it as their first single for the two-tone label.
Madness. Madness, they call it madness. Madness, madness, they call it madness. I'm about to explain that someone is losing his brain. Madness, madness, I call it madness.
Madness wasn't integrated at all, and this caused the skeleton in Ska's closet to pop out. In the 60s, when the music was first popular, it had a lot of fans who were skinheads, racist white working class kids who enjoyed beating up Asian immigrants, although for the most part they left blacks alone. The Skinheads loved madness, and this time the Skins were affiliated with the National Front, a racist semi-fascist organization. When the Skinheads showed up for the Specials and Madness tour, they hurled abuse at the black members of the Specials and made headlines. Madness went to pains to dissociate themselves from the Skinheads, and they also dissociated themselves from Two Tone, going on to become one of Britain's best-selling groups ever. The Beat also split to form their own label, and their success inspired fellow Birmingham musicians UB40, a reggae band named after the letters and numbers on Britain's unemployment form. All of this had happened over the course of 1 year, 1979 to 80, and of course, it couldn't last.
This town is coming like a ghost town. All the clubs have been closed down. This place is coming like a ghost town.
No matter how well-intentioned the Specials were, the racial situation was deteriorating throughout Britain, and there wasn't any renaissance in Coventry. The Specials' last single, released in 1981, was a song not only about Coventry, but about the hopes that had risen 5 years earlier with punk, and with Two Tone after it, and had been dashed by the realities of Margaret Thatcher's Britain.
Ed Ward is co-author of Rock of Ages, The Rolling Stone History of Rock and Roll. He also writes for the Austin Chronicle. This is Fresh Air.